Blog Talk Radio.
Bombarded by beckoning voices, and our world is polluted with sound. Lord, let us hear you. In a land dissected and muddled by mazes of roads and never-ending highways, Lord, help us find your way. In a world of easy promises, empty guarantees, and quitclaim insurance policies, give us the security of your hand, Lord Jesus. At a time when we are confused by conflicting authorities that would tell us how to manage our marriages, our finances, and our children, oh Lord Jesus, show us your way. As we walk the tight ropes of parenthood in these explosive days, training our little ones to live in a world for which there are no precedents, Lord, we just need you. In all things, gentle shepherd, help us find the way.
There's no theme to take us through these 6 weeks of Lent. And the Lord just opened some understanding for me out of just two verses of scripture that we'll be looking at over the next, starting today and ending on Easter Day. And that's Luke chapter 4. And of course we'll be finding, adding other scriptures in, but this will be the foundation. And it'll be And I even printed out this little sheet. It could be kind of a memory project for us to memorize these three verses. Luke chapter 4, verses 17 to 19. So let me read that. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." So, Lord, we do ask that you would make clear to us what you want to reveal to us as we look through your word. And Lord, I pray that we would be spared from trying to figure out how it fits in with anything else, but to let you speak to us in the purity of a moment. And so we submit ourselves to you, Spirit of God. For as the Spirit of God was upon you, Lord Jesus, the Spirit of God has come upon us to be our guide, to be our teacher, to lead us into all truth. And so we avail ourselves to you, our teacher, Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Okay. Well, so once again, here we are, entered into the Lenten season. I mean, just yesterday was Christmas, wasn't it? Lent. Where did this word come from anyway? Lent is a Saxon word, and it means to lengthen. And so it got chosen to kind of identify this season of the year. The days are lengthening. The time of sunlight is lengthening. And so Lent got to be picked as a name for this season of the year, celebrating the coming of spring with lengthening days, with new growth. And in that sense, I want us to look over these next 6 weeks, I think it is, at this thing about the Spirit-anointed Christ. All through this year, we're looking at seeing, savoring, and the second half of this year, we're going to look at serving. Serving, seeking, savoring Jesus. And to savor takes time. And so we'll be looking at these scriptures and add others in up through Easter Day. And today I kind of feel sort of like an introduction to the next several weeks. So let's just look at these verses together. Verse 17. All right. It says, here we discover that Jesus based the realities of his life in the Word of God. He based the realities of his life in the Word of God. It says the scroll of Isaiah was given to him and he found the place. I thought that was pretty impressive. He found it without a concordance. But that's because he knew the Word of God. He knew the Word of God. And so he was able to find the scripture that he wanted. I mean, there's many things we could say about this scripture. We could say about what was the end result when he first started preaching from this scripture. I mean, they all thought he was a great preacher. And as the message went on, their interest waned until they decided, we got to get rid of this kook. And so they brought him outside to destroy him. But I always like what it says. He just passed through. And it's interesting, isn't it? At first they thought he sounded good. And then when he started getting close to home, touching their lives as it relates to himself, you know, then they came up with the same old story. Who does this guy think he is? I mean, he's just Joseph's kid. He's like nobody. But he knew the word. And from that word, he was able to address us and even address himself. So the scripture begins. This is prophetic from the book of Isaiah. It's prophetic and it's put upon Jesus. And Jesus knew that it referred to him. And so he's able to start that way. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You know, we think that, well, yeah, we know we need the Spirit of God in our lives. But did you know Jesus needed the Spirit of God in his life as well? And he knew it very well. Because in his daily life, when you follow Jesus throughout the pages of the Gospels, all four of them, you discover one thing that's unique in all four Gospels. And it's common in all four Gospels, and that is that Jesus was 100% dependent upon God. Even for what he said, because it's not, I only say what I hear God say. Even what he did, he said, I only do what I see the Father doing. He was 100% dependent upon God. He was a faith man. And he had no problem admitting that. And the words that he spoke were words of life, because they come from him who is life. And so the people said of him, nobody's ever spoken like this man. Nobody's ever spoken like this man. He doesn't talk like the rest of our preachers, the scribes and the Pharisees. And yet he didn't really say anything different. But how he said it was totally a different matter. No one ever spoke like this man. And in another instance, it says, and the people were hanging were hanging on his every word. And still in another place, it says, and the people were amazed at the gracious words that fell from his lips. And that's because it was the Word of God. See, the Spirit of God that had come upon Jesus at his immersion there at the Jordan River before John the Baptist is a Spirit that led him and guided him and sustained him throughout his earthly life. You remember how it says after the Spirit of God came upon him there at the Jordan River, the Father spoke. And then it says the Spirit led him into the wilderness.